Well, it looks like a sunny, windy day today in the lower 50s. We'll be in the 30s tonight, and then sun and cloudy periods for Tuesday and Wednesday. There could be a passing shower with the highs in the 40s. Wednesday will be sunny, but only around 40 or 41. I think Wednesday will definitely be the coldest day of the week, and then things will mild up by the end of the week. Hurricane Iota, Cat 4 storm, 145 mile per hour sustained winds. That's going to hit Central America this evening. This will be the second major hurricane for that area in 2 weeks. It'll likely drift through Central America and then emerge in the Pacific. And if it holds its identity, it may be given another name, but at least we know we'll be through with that. The cold front that caused all our wild weather last evening produced a squall line of wind and heavy rain. And there may have been some weak tornadoes embedded in that. Very hard to tell, but the National Weather Service will examine that and let us know later on. I was watching, from the window, and to me it looked like most of the wind was what we call straight line wind coming from one direction. So I think it was just a squall line, a very, very heavy wind and rain, but we'll see what they say. Meanwhile, I am searching for a mild period to do some of my holiday Christmas decorations outside, but not until after this week. So just a bit too early. Not seeing anything very mild, but I'll let you know when I do. I have not been looking at the weather for Thanksgiving Day real closely because of their recommendations of keeping us all home and staying home, which I really do think is a great idea. It's one of the ways to keep really safe. And I really do think that most of us should try to do that. Maybe it's the only way to keep this virus or get this virus a little bit back under control. So next week we'll take a look at Thanksgiving Day. But again, we'll have to see how things go. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. Remember, stick to the rules. The virus doesn't stick to you.